The Plants of Kilimanjaro. Life lived outside for March 30th, 2023. I am a plant geek. Always have been. Back in high school, when Kim used to name the plants everywhere we went, our friends used to either ignore her or get annoyed. Not me. I was just as interested in checking out the flora. Probably one of the many reasons we ended up together. So, of course, on our Kilimanjaro expedition, I was super interested in the plants that we would find. There are a few in particular that are unique to the mountain. Fortunately, a couple of our Tanzanian guides were well-versed in plants, and so, especially on our days in the rainforest, I would hang back and quiz them on the names of various plants and flowers that we saw along the way. By far the coolest plants on the mountain were the giant senecios. They towered over us, and along with the mountain terrain, made it feel like we'd landed in a Dr. Seuss book on the planet Mars. Alien and strange. The crazy thing is that these plants are in the same genus as plants you probably know, like Dusty Miller and String of Pearls. Hard to believe that those small plants are related to these giants. The most variety of plants that we saw was in the lower elevation rainforests that encircle the mountain. There we saw garden favorites like African daisy, scabiosa, and impatiens growing in their native habitat. We also saw what we would consider houseplants like Dracaena growing 20 and 30 feet tall. And one of the most spectacular sights was a stand of tree ferns larger than I've ever seen. As we walked past, they dwarfed us, tropical and gorgeous. As if the mountain didn't provide us enough horticultural exhilaration, the end of our trip led us to a surprise garden adventure as well. In the last hours of our safari, we got a very casual email from our airline indicating that our flight had been canceled. Not delayed, not postponed, canceled. And there wasn't another flight from Tanzania for 3 days. After long moments of panic, we were assisted by a stateside travel agent and rebooked on Qatar Airways. Now, instead of heading back through Amsterdam, we would end up with an overnight layover in Doha, Qatar. Not quite long enough to pass through customs and see the country, but long enough to enjoy what is the craziest airport I have ever been to. Qatar hosted the FIFA World Cup last year and completely renovated their airport as a part of it. As we meandered the airport throughout the night, we stumbled on an immense indoor garden called the Orchard. There were so many plants in it, and lots of the houseplants that we saw here. Probably one of the largest indoor plant installations I've ever seen. A pain to have to reschedule our flights, but a really cool experience that we got to have as a bonus. Wherever we are in the world, we love to learn about the native flora, and on this trip we got to experience a lot of it, right in its natural habitat. And it's that love of plants that we love sharing with you. This weekend, we are taking a break from our garden seminars, but we'll kick off our events again with the Easter egg hunt at 10 a.m. sharp on April 8th. We hope you'll join us for the most chaotic hour of the year at Kirby's as we watch the kids find 6,000 eggs in what seems like less than 15 minutes. You can find a little more information about the egg hunt on our website. And after the egg hunt, on April 15th and beyond, we'll have some of our favorite topics like herb gardening, rose gardening, and starting a pollinator party. See our website for details. Around the world, or here at home, there is always fun to be had in the garden.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.